So I grew up in a Christian home. My parents were Christians. We lived in a town just south of Birmingham. So wonderfully, I escaped the Brummie accent, which was a miracle. I've got a very big family, so two brothers, two sisters. We also had six dogs and two cats, so life at home was noisy. I went to a local school in quite a tough area. And my dad was the local vicar in that area, and it wasn't an easy place to have your dad working as a vicar. And so really, from a very young age, my desire was to fit in. And the place that I grew up, the way that you did that wasn't by working hard at school or getting great grades. Often it was by doing things that you weren't supposed to be doing. And so at school, things just became quite tough. And actually, we're thinking about being lost today. And I guess actually, from my early teenage years, I felt quite lost. So I knew the gospel. I knew the truth about Jesus, in theory, that he died to rescue me because I was a sinner. But it didn't actually change my heart. So actually, I think in my early teenage years and then through top school, I was probably quite miserable, living a bit of a double life. So enjoying going out partying and drinking and smoking at the weekends, going to church on Sundays, but really feeling quite miserable. And actually at that stage in my life, depression for me reared its head, probably around the age of about 15. And that became a little bit of a battle that would continue over the years. When I was 18, I went away to university, and my mum was very persistent at encouraging me to go along to the local Christian Union, which I was not keen to do at all. My experience of being around Christians my own age hadn't been great, but I went because I wanted to say to her that I'd been. So I went along not very optimistic about what I'd find. And actually, when I went into this building on a Wednesday evening at a Christian Union, in my first week at university, feeling really quite lost and knowing it, I met a group of really wonderful Christian people. And actually, I was attracted by these people. And I think looking back, the thing that I noticed about them was that they had a freedom and a joy that I knew I just didn't have. And so I was attracted to them and wanted to spend time with them. And as I did that over the next 9 months or so, began to go to church with them, go to Bible study with them. And in God's grace, I think over those 9 months, really, he opened my eyes. So there wasn't a particular moment, but certainly over that year, God in his kindness used Christian friends to draw me to him. I don't know if you've ever felt that. Perhaps you're not yet a Christian here yet, but you've spent time with Christians, with believers, and you see something in them that you just don't have. That's certainly how I felt. So over then a few years following that, an older Christian lady began opening up the Bible with me. I remember reading the book of Ephesians with her, and actually no one had ever really opened up the Bible with me. My parents were Christians, but they hadn't really done that at home either. And I remember being blown away, firstly by the fact that I could read God's word and understand it, and secondly, just by what I was reading in Ephesians, that God has a plan for the whole world, and that I was included in that plan, that he has a plan for me, and my life, and that he's got a plan that he will draw his people to himself, and that one day every knee will bow before Jesus. I remember being totally blown away by that. And I think over that time, as she began opening up the Bible with me, having a real desire myself to do that with other people, and so not knowing very much really as a student, began to do that with other students and teenagers in the youth group. And over that time, I think God began to grow a heart in me to want to do that following university. During that time, depression again kind of reared its head, and had quite a difficult year. And I remember actually feeling really quite angry with God. I suppose I expected life to become easier. I didn't feel lost anymore. I knew that I was safe in Christ. And yet I had this horrible experience of depression that sometimes left me not wanting to leave the house, not wanting to communicate or converse with people. And that was a real struggle. And I remember feeling often very isolated, often quite angry. But even over that time, I think the Lord was teaching me to depend on him, to turn to him when I was feeling that way, which was difficult to do, and I'm sure lots of you know that. That was a particularly difficult year. After university, I started working at the church that I'd been going along to as a student, with other students, opening up the Bible with them, trying to help them to understand Jesus. The year following that, I moved down to Foy, which is a place on the south coast of Cornwall, which is where I've been for the past 5 years. And my role there, my job there, really has been opening up the Bible with teenagers and with women. And it's been a joy to be doing that. Again, in the sort of second year when I was there, was a quite a difficult time once again. And actually, when I was living in Cornwall, which felt like quite an isolated place, I guess that my struggles with depression just seemed to get much, much worse. And I think looking back now, the lesson that the Lord was teaching me was to depend on him, even for friendship, and trusting him that though inside I felt so lonely and unable to really share it with people, he was still holding me through that, and he wasn't letting me go. And it's such a joy to know that now, looking back and understanding that he really doesn't let us go. He really doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. So that was my second year in Foy. And now, 3 years later, I'm leaving Foy. So Johnny and I met just last January when I was out in the Gambia on a mission week with a college that I was studying at in London, Cornhill. So I was doing a Bible training course there. A group of us went out for a week. Johnny and I met and got to know each other a little bit and stayed in contact since then. It's been a bit of a funny year of transition, thinking about getting married and moving out to the Gambia, a different culture and a different context, but very excited about that. And I guess for us certainly now, and for me thinking about leaving Foy, knowing that through the past 11 years of trusting in Jesus, that he's held me and hasn't let me go. And actually, though there have been some difficult times, I know that he teaches us a lot through that. Paul says, doesn't he, that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. And I think that's been something that has carried me, and hopefully, God willing, will continue to for the next years.